Well, here we are, the first Friday of another month, but not just any month. Here's Darlene Love to get us in the proper December mood. Yes, please come home to our First Friday Arts segment. It's your chance to spread the word about arts events coming to your town, and there are certainly plenty of them this month, from school Christmas concerts to professional works to all kinds of visual art shows. There's a lot to see and hear. Grab a phone and call 800-838-3760 with the details. I can tell you right now, if you call at this moment, you will get a busy signal. So wait just a couple of minutes till we clear a few people out, and we will get to your call here on First Friday Arts. And back in the mix for the first time in a while, Livia in Ashland. Welcome to First Friday Arts.
Well, thank you, Jeffrey. So nice to be back. I'm calling because Hearsay Restaurant, which is located in Ashland just below the cabaret, is presenting Hearsay Holiday Jazz, and that would be Michael Van Eyse and myself. And we'll be doing jazzy Christmas music in the dinner hour starting Wednesday, December 7th, from 6 to 8 on Wednesdays and Saturdays, and 11 to 1 on Sundays. And we've got over 30 songs prepared over that two-hour period. We'll be background music for dinner, but, man, we're going to have a good time. Everything from I'll Be Home for Christmas and Santa Baby to Do You Hear What I Hear and I Wonder As I Wander, and we'll run all the way through New Year's Eve.
Do You Hear What I Hear is a jazzy version, huh?
Yes, yes. It's a gorgeous song.
Sounds fun. So this is starting Wednesday, December 7th, and then Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Yes, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 6 to 8, Sundays, 11 to 1. We have to finish as the cabaret show starts because the vents from Hearsay go right up into the cabaret, and we don't want to interfere with a wonderful show they've got, Pine Mountain Lodge, which is excellent and selling out.
That would like being in the multiplex when you can hear the screen from the theater next door.
Yeah, exactly, and we don't want to do that. So Michael Van Eyse and I are going to have a great time making holiday jazzy music,
okay,
or jazzy holiday music, however you want to say it.
Livia Janice and Michael Van Eyse?
Yes, Michael Van Eyse is one of the best arrangers and woodwind and pianists in the Valley. He's incredible. He's worked at the Cabaret and at OSF, and he did a lot of spotlights when I was at Camelot. He wrote a lot of them.
Sounds fun. Hearsay, holiday jazz at the Hearsay starting December 7th, Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday. Livia, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Take it easy. This is First Friday Arts, and here is Ed in Ashland with the Southern Oregon Repertory Singers. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks again. I'd like to talk about the Southern Oregon Repertory Singers Christmas concert this year. It's taking place on Saturday night, December 17th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday afternoon, December 18th at 3 p.m. Both of those concerts are at the are in Ashland at the Music Recital Hall on the Southern Oregon University campus. The title of the program is All is Bright, and that's from the lyrics for Silent Night, All is Calm, All is Bright. And there will be some familiar classical pieces on the program, such as Silent Night and Patapan and a couple settings of In Dulce Jubilo from the medieval era. There'll be some pop carols as well, I'll Be Home for Christmas, and a medley that includes It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, Winter Wonderland, and Let It Snow. But there will also be a wide variety of less familiar classical pieces. There'll be some settings from the 16th century Renaissance composer Thomas Victoria. There'll be a couple of Irish folk carols, and a couple, and again, a host of contemporary classical settings by American, British, and French composers. You'll hear a wonderful setting of Ave Maria by American composer Daniel Elder. And there's a gorgeous setting of the song Hymn to the Virgin by the French composer Pierre Villette. Again, a very wide variety of classical settings from the 16th century Renaissance on forward, including a work by Mendelssohn.
That is quite a smorgasbord. I noticed, how big is the choir now? How big is Southern Oregon Repertory Singers?
You know, when they started, they were about 20, 24 to 30 settings. They're now about 50 members.
Okay. It just sounds fun having 50 people sing It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
There you go.
So the concert's again Saturday the 17th of December at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday the 18th at 3?
Very good. So, yes, at the SOU Music Recital Hall.
Okay. Always good to hear from the Southern Oregon Rep Singers. Thanks for calling, Ed.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. First Friday Arts here on the Jefferson Exchange. A couple of phone lines open, 800-838-3760, to talk about your arts events for December. So much going on. 800-838-3760. Here's Barbara in Wairika with the Liberty Arts Gallery. Welcome to the Exchange on First Friday.
Oh, thank you, Jeffrey, and good morning, everyone. Firstly, today is our last day of Instant Love, the Instant Photography and Collage Show. But we'd like to invite the public to an open reception on Friday, December the 9th, to a show called After Dark. It's curated by local photographer John Rogers, who's the founder of the Siskiyou Shutterbugs Photo Club. After Dark is a photographic journey into the night. While most people think of photography as a daytime venture, this exhibition explores what photography captures in the dark. Using light painting, long exposures, and other techniques, the photographer becomes the artist, capturing light in unexpected and innovative ways. This exhibit features works both digitally and conventionally executed. After Dark opens with that reception at Liberty Arts Gallery, 108 West Minor, in historic downtown Wairika, on Friday, December the 9th, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., and the whole exhibit runs through January 6th, 2017. And our daily hours are 10 to 5, Wednesday through, Friday, and then on Saturday, 9 to 4 p.m. That'll be an interesting one.
That does sound interesting. Having done some photography in the dark myself, I can attest that it is not an easy thing, and it takes some work to get some stuff worthy of hanging on walls.
I wish you'd submitted a piece.
Well, next time, maybe. So the reception again on December 9th, next Friday, and then the gallery open, the show open until January 6th.
That's right.
All right. Thanks so much for calling, Barbara. Good to hear from you. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Let's go to Dan in Talent at the Camelot Theater. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Hi, how's it going?
Happy December. Hey, it's going great. It's going great. I love the weather forecast earlier. Cold, rainy, freezing fog. I've got to get a better solution. Come to the warmth and the romance of South Pacific.
Aha. You've offered these sandy beaches and sunshine for folks.
Exactly, exactly. We're closing our 34th season with the Rodgers and Hammerstein Classic. Open tonight, and it runs clear through January 8th. There's a special a couple of performances falling on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but the main schedule is Thursday through Saturday evening, 8 o'clock, and then Sunday matinees.
Now, I noticed that Don Matthews from our classical service is not here
today.
Have
you heard of that guy?
Yes.
Around here on The Voice.
Who's he playing in the South Pacific?
Don is playing Emile Debeck, the lead actor.
Oh, so he gets to sing the old knock-knock joke, who's there, Sam and Janet? Sam and Janet who? Sam and Janet Evening?
That's it. Yeah, Don's got an incredible voice to go along with that singing voice to go along with his radio voice, and he's playing opposite Stephanie Jones, who's hasn't been in a lead role at Camelot for a little while, but she's definitely a gifted singer as well.
All right, so South Pacific opens tonight and runs until when?
January the 8th of 2017. Again, this is the closing of our 34th season, so we're really excited about this show. There are a few shows sold out, and tickets are selling well, but again, we'd love to get people into the valley to check out this classic Rodgers and Hammerstein performance.
Okay, South Pacific opening tonight at the Camelot Theater in Talent, and the show runs until January 8th. And yes, you can hear Don Matthews from Jefferson Public Radio as Emile Debeck. Thanks for calling, Dan. Good to hear from you.
Not a problem. Thanks, Jeffrey. Bye.
Take care. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, and here's Kristen in Ashland. Looks like from the Rogue Valley Symphony. Hi, Kristen.
That's right. Good morning. Well, the Rogue Valley Symphony already had one performance of its holiday concerts last night, but you can still catch it tonight and tomorrow. We are presenting John Rutter's Magnificat, which is something a little different in our holiday concert this year, plus the Christmas portion of Handel's Messiah. And yes, that does mean the Hallelujah Chorus.
Of course. But now, actually, just to be a little different, we did pull out the Magnificat from John Rutter. So here's a little bit of that. Now, there are other words besides Magnificat in there, obviously, but John Rutter, a more recent composer than George Frideric Handel.
Quite a bit. He is still living, and his music is warm and welcoming for the holiday season. That Magnificat features our soprano, Rosa Lamoureux, who is from the Washington, D.C. area, and she is spectacular. So people can catch the performances tonight in Medford at the Criterion Theater at 7:30, or tomorrow night in Ashland at the SOU Music Recital Hall at 7:30. People can call 541-708-6400 for tickets, or visit our website at rvsymphony.org.
We had a little cell phone burp as you gave out the number. It was 541-708-what?
6400.
Okay, so tonight at the Criterion in Medford, tomorrow in Ashland at the Music Recital Hall, 7:30 for both?
That's right.
Okay, Rogue Valley Symphony with the Hallelujah Chorus and much more, obviously, from the Messiah and Magnificat from John Rutter. Thanks so much for calling, Kristen.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. This is First Friday Arts. Got a phone line open at 800-838-3760. Here's Wade in Grants Pass with the Barnstormers Theater. Hi, Wade.
Good morning, Jeffrey. How are you doing?
Good. Yourself?
Oh, excellent.
What's coming up for the Barnstormers?
Well, we're opening Christmas Story this Friday, tonight, but unfortunately it's sold out and there's only a few single seats. So I'm actually calling to promote our Storytellers music series that we've been doing. We're doing a show each month, which is a real intimate concert setting where you're hearing the stories behind the music that the artist is expressing, and then they play a song and then they talk about the stories in the song. And it's real intimate, kind of like a house concert, but with the comforts of a theater. And, you know, you're not trying to compete to hear the band over the clinking of glasses and drinking of beer and voices and everything. And it's just really an intimate thing. And so this Tuesday, on the 6th, we have a band from Ashland, actually, the River South Trio. They're a melody-heavy roots rock band, and they have soft melodies, slick guitars, a bit of spit and grit, and clear influences from folk, country, and blues, Americana, so there's the roots rock, and founding singer-songwriters, Krister Axel. And these are all original music played in a real intimate setting here at the theater. It's $15. Tickets can be gotten at barnstormersgp.com. And it's really an amazing experience. It's different than most concerts people have experienced and been to.
Okay, Storytellers Music Series, and so the first one coming up on the 6th, and do you have others already scheduled?
Yes, absolutely. We've got Moody Little Sister coming up. We're actually closing it out with Jeff Peaver and Inger Jorgensen. So,
oh, okay.
Got lots of stuff. All that information is on our website, barnstormersgp.org or com, either one.
Okay, barnstormersgp.org or barnstormersgp.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all kinds of great stuff coming to Barnstormers. Wade, thanks for calling. Good to hear from you.
You too. Thanks, Jeffrey.
All right, take care. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Couple of phone lines open at 800-838-3760 to talk up your arts events for the month of December. There certainly are many. Let's move on to Mike in Medford with the Brit Festivals. Welcome to the Exchange.
Good morning, Jeffrey. Season's greetings from everybody at the Brit Music and Arts Festival.
Well, thanks for that. And since you're not on the hillside right now, I'm trying to figure out why you're here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I wanted to just call and wish everybody a season's greetings. Also, just want to point out that we've teamed up our local group, our staff at the office, teamed up with FOTUS this year, Friends of the Animal Shelter, mm-hmm. and we're asking everybody to consider getting your next pet at the animal shelter. We just want to pass that message around. We don't have any events in December, but we do have something that I think is a really great Christmas present for your closest loved one.
Uh-huh.
We're doing a Valentine Gala in February. That's our big orchestra season announcement. It's a show, dinner. We have Morgan James coming to play. Teddy Abrams, our music director, will also be performing. It'll be a great night. It's a very romantic thing. We think this is a great stocking stuffer for your favorite loved one. So just wanted to pass that along. You can pick up tickets at the box office at 541-773-6077.
And what's the date of the event?
The date of that concert is February 12th.
Okay.
And it's held at the Inn at the Commons in Medford.
Okay. So a bit of a preseason taste then of what's coming to the hillside for the Brit Festivals in the summer.
Exactly. We've got lots in the works. I can tell you that much. And that's all I can tell you.
Of course. The season announcement comes in March. Is that right?
The season announcement comes in April.
April, okay. So we'll find out who else is going to be on the hillside other than the classical festival, which is which is preordained. Okay.
Exactly. And while we're thinking about that, the one thing that is important to Brit right now is our membership drive is on for 2017. Brit is a nonprofit organization. We don't cover everything with ticket sales, so our membership is important. Now's a great time to become a member.
Okay.
So thanks for letting us get the word out, and season's greetings to everyone.
Season's greetings. Happy holiday. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah and everything that you wish for the coming year. Thanks for calling, Mike. Appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Take care. Mike Gantenbein of the Brit Festivals in Medford on our First Friday Arts segment. We are taking your calls to plug arts events from around the region, anywhere from Eugene to Mendocino, from Humboldt Bay to the Klamath Basin. We'll take your calls at 800-838-3760 about music, about dance, about theater, about art shows in galleries, any of the above, all welcome to be here on the Jefferson Exchange on our First Friday Arts segment. Here is a call from Kat in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Oh, good morning. I'd like to invite folks to a beautiful sunrise ceremony on Sunday morning at 7 a.m. at the Fairy Ponds at the top of Lithia Park. At 7 a.m. we're going to be gathering, and local Native American leader Dan Wapapa is going to be lighting a ceremonial fire with prayers. Local singer Paya will be singing at the event. And this is a coordinated event with the Interfaith Day of Prayer, and it's a global solidarity with Standing Rock, which is going to be happening at 10 a.m. Central Time. So we've got a lot of our local faith representatives, Rabbi David Zaslow, Norma Burton, and lots of other leaders from our faith community. And people can find the event on Facebook, and it's going to be a really beautiful gathering for solidarity for the Dakota Access Pipeline protest.
Okay, and that's Sunday at 7 o'clock at the, what you call, the Fairy Pond, in
the upper part
of Lithia Park?
So if people drive up to the reservoir kind of swimming area up there, just mm-hmm. above that, there's going to be lots of parking, and or that they can carpool from the plaza, that would be even better.
Okay,
solidarity. To reduce the amount of traffic up there, but we look forward to seeing everyone.
All right, solidarity with Standing Rock, Sunday morning at 7 at the Fairy Pond in Lithia Park. Thanks for calling, Kat. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Here's Valerie in Ashland. Welcome to First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi there. Thanks so much for having me this morning. I just wanted to let everybody know that Pine Mountain Lodge, our newest show, is now open, and we are actually selling so well that we had to add two performances to that. So we're currently running that show. So Pine Mountain Lodge is an Irving Berlin musical. It's actually a new storyline written by our managing director, Rick Robinson, and it is doing so well that those two extra performances are added on the 13th and the 21st of this month, but we are open and still have tickets through December 31st.
Okay, I did not give a complete enough introduction. This is the Oregon Cabaret Theater we're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I should have said that myself.
I was so excited about the show that I forgot to say where it was. Yes, Oregon Cabaret Theater.
So these are the works of Irving Berlin, or what the story is told around the songs of Irving Berlin, right?
Yes, it's a whole new story, but it does feature all of the music of Irving Berlin. We have about 13 Irving Berlin songs in the show.
Okay, so tickets on sale for the remaining spaces between now and December 31st for Pine Mountain Lodge.
Yes. As well, we have our Naughty But Nice late night show. Mm-hmm. And last year, that did so very well. It's only $10 tickets if you get tickets ahead of time, $12 at the door. And we do that for two nights, on Friday, December 16th at 11 p.m. and on Friday, December 23rd at 11 p.m. And it does feature the cast of Pine Mountain Lodge, as well as some local guest stars that come in, and we do really fun Christmas tunes, and we do some funny sketches, and it's about an hour-long show, and there's desserts and wine and beer and drinks and appetizers as well for that late-night show.
All right, late-night shows are fun. I caught one a couple of years ago. This is the Oregon Cabaret Theater we're talking about, the Naughty But Nice shows on the 16th and 23rd at 11 p.m. Valerie, always good to hear from you.
Thanks so much.
All right, take care. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Here is Tom in Talent from Jackson County Community Concerts. Hi, Tom.
How you doing, Jeffrey?
Doing well. What do you got?
Well, on December 9th, we've got a fantastic concert by Brandon Ridenour. I'm going to read a little bit from the press release here.
Before you do, let's get a little taste.
Major talent. Well, go ahead.
Hey, I want to give people a chance to hear Brandon Ridenour, because he's got interesting chops on the trumpet here. So that's clearly some talent on the trumpet. Tell us about the concert itself.
Yes, he's a major talent. He's a former member of the Canadian Brass, and he's the winner of the 2014 Artist Guild competition. But the concert is going to be on December 9th at the Medford High School Auditorium, the North Medford High School, and it starts at 7:30 p.m. he will be joined on stage with a couple of our local artists here, Dan Kasurik, who's based at Southern Oregon University, and Steve Kessler, who's the band director at the North Medford High School. And they will also be including members of the Medford High School Wind Ensemble for the concert. There's some pieces where they all collaborate together. So it's going to be an interesting mix of professional and local talent.
Okay, Brandon Ridenour at North Medford High School on December 9th. Thanks so much for calling, Tom. Let's go to Cindy in Central Point. Welcome to The Exchange on First Friday. Cindy, you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, what's coming up?
I'd like to invite everybody to a handbell concert of Christmas music on December 18th, 7 o'clock at First Presbyterian Church in Medford.
Okay, First Pres. That's the one right by Alba Park?
Right,
okay.
Exactly.
December 18th at 7 o'clock.
December 18th at 7 o'clock. We have several different bell groups from around the valley playing. It's a free concert, and we take donations for the food bank.
Okay, sounds like a great deal. December 18th at 7 p.m. at First Presbyterian Church in Medford. Thank you, Patricia, or actually, thank you, Cindy. Let's go to Patricia, our final call for this first Friday from Umpqua Community Theater in Roseburg. Welcome.
Thank you, and good morning.
Hi.
I just want to talk about our show that opened up last weekend. It's going to be running for three more weekends, closing on December 18th, and it's called It's a Wonderful Life, taking off from the movie of Jimmy Stewart and Clarence the Angel who gets his wings. Cute show. It runs, as I said, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Sunday being matinee. And on December 17th, there will be two performances, a matinee, which starts at 2, and then the evening performance starts at 7:30. This is at the Betty Long Unruh Theater, home of UACT, Umpqua Community Theater. And you can get tickets at Hanson's Jeweler or at the box office or at While Away Books, and tickets are $12 for adults and $5 for kids. And I suggest if you want to get tickets and go, to get them soon, because it's a very popular show and people are really enjoying it.
We've heard a lot of that. The Christmas show tickets do seem to get snapped up pretty fast. So It's a Wonderful Life, two shows on December 17th. What's the last date of the shows?
The last date is December 18th. We have three more weekends.
Okay, Patricia, thanks for calling, and thanks to everybody who called on our first Friday art segment here on the Jefferson Exchange.